You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them, through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So let's finish 2021 as men and women, not as boys and girls. I mean, guys, that's a decision. Some of you guys have little children, and y'all know how little children act, right? Y'all give me some examples, quick examples of how little children act. Do they like to share? I like it was a Reese's Cup commercial or Hershey's. What one? And they say if you share, you know, the guy kept asking different questions with two. Y'all seen that? So y'all help me out. Anybody remember exactly? It was two little girls, two sisters. And he started asking questions, if you such and such, and then, you know, they could grab it, they could grab it, they could grab it. And then he said, the last one was, if you share. And then so the sister looked at the other sister, and the sister looked at the other sister, and she reached down and she gave it to that one, to her sister. So she sacrificed herself, and then she got to get it. So that is normally not what boys and girls do. Boys and girls don't like to share. Am I lying on anybody? Oh, y'all special. Y'all special when y'all was a chick. Okay, all right. What else little boys and girls don't do?
They whine.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. They don't like to go to bed. Okay. They come up with stories. They got questions. Yeah. Both of my daughters were like that. They got questions. They ain't talk to you all day. But then when you put them in the bed, bedtime, dad, I got a question. What's the question? Well, back in 1915... they wasn't even around it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? If you're a man or if you're a woman, how are you supposed to take challenges? Head on. How little boys and little girls take it? You did this to me. Blame. Make excuses. So if you're a man or a woman, are you supposed to make excuses? It freaks people out when you say I'm responsible. Anybody ever told somebody that and they almost fainted? Yeah. Men and women, they apologize. They ask for forgiveness. Boys and girls, they're just, you know, they hoping nobody find out about it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I tripped them, but no, over there. So we want to finish strong. We want to finish as men and women of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, the Amplifier says, let's read this one together. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. So how are you talking like adults? In the midst of what looks like defeat, can you talk back to the situation? What do you think about day and night? Do you replace the thoughts? According to Philippians, think on what? I'm going to let y'all finish. Think on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, virtuous, and of a good report. Do children think like that? Well, some of them are. Yes, sir, buddy. Some of them are. They just going right there. But I just need us to just step into that arena where we are who he made us to be. So I've been talking about relationships. We haven't got to commitments, finances, health, and talents. But to finish strong, we must release the extra baggage. Y'all did that last week? Yeah. Okay. Wayne said, yeah. Wayne, you're the only one that did it. Okay, all right. But I've been talking about relationships. But tonight, today, I'm going to talk about reestablish a healthy relationship with God. Because you can talk to folk. You can talk to people. You can have spouses and you can have children and all that. But how much time are we spending talking to him? The God who knows all. See, you know, it's like in companies, they tell you to make plans for like 10 years ahead. Some make plans for 5 years ahead. But we haven't dealt with anybody that make plans 2,000 years ahead. So let's see what happens when we spend time with him. When we establish a healthy, what's a healthy relationship, guys? What's a healthy? Y'all talk to me. Raise your hand. What's a healthy relationship? We don't want a jacked up relationship with him. We want a healthy one. Mike, coming your way? We want a healthy relationship with him.
It's thriving and growing, but it's also a place you can be yourself.
Okay, a place you can be yourself, thriving and growing. Okay. I got one over here. Anybody over here? Thriving and growing and be yourself. So you ain't got to fake with God. Anybody try to fake with God? Raise your hand. Everybody in here, raise your hand and two legs. We be trying to fake with God. We don't think he knows what's going on. I'm going to do this, but he won't know. Yes, ma'am.
It's a two-way relationship.
Oh, what do you mean two-way?
Because a lot of, for instance, we're using God when we, a lot of times we pray, but we don't wait to hear what he's going to say.
Oh, okay. Because so it might take too long, right? Is that why we don't wait? Or we don't think he's going to answer us? Oh, she said he's going to say something we don't want to hear. And she said, I agree with you. She said, she's looking at you. You said it. All right, let's check this out. Okay. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. I am convinced and confident of this very thing. Which thing? Yes. This very thing, whatever thing we bring it up. That he who has begun a good work in you, who he started with? Yes. Will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return. So how much time we got? Until he returns. So when we ask for something today and get it a month from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, if you know you're giving a child something that they can't handle, you as a righteous, healthy person, mother or father, or aunt or uncle, would you give that child that? But what if they cry? Because you know if you gave them what they asked for, when they asked for it, and they're not mature enough to handle it, would you be a healthy parent? But Lord, I didn't ask you for this thing. I done waited 3 days. But your checking account jacked up. You didn't do your taxes right. You lied about them. What else? Y'all throw in the objectives. Living above your means. Trying to be their friend. Well, it's Christmas. Huh? Justifying it. But let's see what happened when we reestablish a healthy relationship with God. Y'all ready for this? This is grown-up day. Say grown-up day. I'm glad the children over there, because we're going to talk about dying to selfish, to self daily. Dying to self daily. Now, I don't mean the person dies. I mean, what part of me needs to die? Is it my jealousy? Is it my anger? Is it my attitude? Am I a liar? Does that need to die? Where Chris at? Right here. Liar. That's what Chris called it. Liar. He emphasized the whole word. He want to make sure you get it. But do we need to ask the Holy Spirit what we need to die to? Or y'all want me to keep on teaching for a little while? You need to ask the Holy Spirit? No, we're going to give grace. We're going to mix it up a little bit, fair enough? But see, churches don't talk about what you need to die to. They don't want to talk about that no more because that's dealing with sin. How come you don't have what you're believing for if you got that type of sin in your life? If you're selfish, why should I bless you with something in abundance when you're going to keep it all to yourself? You ain't no sure that thing. Am I lying on anybody? Y'all talk to me if I'm lying. Because I know what selfish used to be like. I used to be selfish. That's her. She'll tell you right now. Get a little slice. You want a piece? You want a cookie? Cut that cookie off. Just break that sucker off and pass it on over. Somebody just got up and walked out. They couldn't take it. No, I'm just joking. Guys, I'm serious. These questions. Y'all ready for these questions? Because we're talking about dying to self. How many of y'all died to something and got a blessing as a result of what you died to? Y'all raise your hand. I can't see. I see a half a hand. Okay? All right. Now, question number two. Is it always my way or the highway? Uh-oh. Huh? Y'all let me know if we need to die to that. Anybody need to die to that one? Got to have it my way. Y'all getting mighty quiet. Okay, somebody raise a hand in the far back. They raise a half. I can barely see it. Amen. Is it always your way or the highway? We always got to go Interstate 64 going west. Can we go on the side street, you know, like go to see the trees and the country and all that? Or we always got to go that way? Do we always have to run around and rush? And y'all throw some things at me. That always has to be your way. This side over here competing with this side over here. See that? You see, y'all love to compete. So y'all going to beat them or they going to beat y'all? Same restaurant. Yeah. Do we order the same day too? Yes. There it is, same restaurant. I want to try something different. I know what that tastes like. All right, what y'all got over here that you need to die to? It always has to be your way. Same restaurant. What else? House decorating. What is it? Decorating your house. You got to be that way? Yeah. Don't touch it. Yeah. Let's just step back. Help can't come. What you got? It's three against.
So I like the house to smell like clean linen.
Oh, clean linen. Okay.
Candles. Okay. And someone that I live with that's on the left side of me.
Okay.
He likes to get random mismatched candles. One from the Dollar Tree, one from Bath and Body Works. And I'd be like, the house isn't cohesive. Let it smell like clean linen.
Okay. All right. All right. At least you're honest. What about this side? Huh? The way you spend your money. Okay. All right. Ooh, where'd Mike at? Where's Mike on? Y'all stay with me now. Stay with me.
I was saying the way you spend money.
The way
as
you spend
a household.
Money. Okay, as a household.
Yeah.
Okay. How that person and you spend it?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
So how you spend it?
Kind of get what I want.
Okay. All right. Get what I want.
First.
Okay, get what I want.
I don't prioritize.
Okay.
Like the other half.
Okay. All right.
Prioritize.
Okay. All right. Okay. What else? Got one, Micah here. I'm just talking about. Does it always have to be your way?
How do you fold the clothes?
Yes. Whoa! Something happened over there with the fold the clothes, Nicole. Wow.
Towels that makes a difference.
All right, I'm just talking. Do you need to die to that? wait a minute, I can't hear you.
Got to be clean.
Say it again.
The house,
okay.
The kitchen,
uh-huh.
Specifically the kitchen and the bathrooms need to be clean.
Need to be clean.
Toilet seat down. Clean up the sprinkles. Yes.
All right. She's talking about a man. Talking about a hood. Guys, y'all clean up the sprinkles? I'm just talking about things we need to die to. So it's obvious that we need to clean up the sprinkles. You got to have what?
I got to have my favorite channel.
I got to have my favorite channel.
If I look at CBS, I only want to see CBS. I don't want to see no NBC. I don't want no ABC.
Okay.
Just CBS.
Okay. Okay. He came back in, so hopefully he heard it and was listening. Yes, ma'am.
I remember when Spencer and I first got married, we went to the grocery store for the first time. I went to pick up one type of mayonnaise. He went to pick up another kind of mayonnaise.
Okay.
It was a ketchup. It was... So just deciding what brand do you get?
Okay. All right. We got to die to it, huh?
I like the toilet paper being over,
okay.
And Corey likes it under.
Okay.
I like it over.
Okay.
He like it under.
All right, I'm with Corey on that. I like it under. Yep. That's it. So Carol sent me to my own bathroom. I got my own bathroom. I can have that under. I'm just messing with y'all. What you got to die to, guys? I mean, does it always have to be your way? I mean, me and my wife, we got a special relationship. All right, we got a special. She know when I'm getting ready to bring up something. She on top of the situation. All right, so Nicole said she want to hear what's going on. Well, my wife loves to cook. She got over 100 spices. And you know, so I built her a spice shelf that would cover 150. So what happened was this. You know, we take turns cleaning up. I mean, if we see a job needs to be done, we do it. So if she cooked, I should be able to go in there and do the dishes and get everything straight. So see, the thing about my wife is, she talked lovingly to me. Because I was putting the spices in different places. I didn't know that it was alphabetized all the way there. So she said, honey, I appreciate what you're doing. You know, she's using her hand. Honey, I appreciate her smile. She's smiling at me. And I'm grinning. I'm thinking something great going to happen. And I'm just telling you what happened. So she said, honey, I love how you clean the dishes and putting everything away because, you know, I finally learned where to go. She said, but as far as what you call them things? Spices. There. She said, honey, just put them all in one place outside and just leave them on the countertop. Just leave. She said, I got that. I know you're trying to help me. But just leave them right there. So I said, okay, honey. So what was she really saying, guys? I'm just talking about dying to self.
I got it.
I got it. Why she got to have it, though?
Because you did it wrong.
I did it wrong. There it is right there in my face. Yes, sir. So it's like she experienced it. How many wives out here or girlfriends and your boyfriends or your husband or your spouse put it in the wrong place? I'm talking about spices only now. That's what I'm talking about. Spices only. Okay, all right. Okay, spices only. All right. I got people over here. Okay. All right, spices only. See, where y'all take that thing? See, I'm talking about spices. Ed, I'm talking about spices. Porter, I'm talking about spices. Tim, I'm talking about spices. All right, I gotta keep on talking about dying the cell. Let me get back. Let me roll it back in. Let me roll y'all back in. Cause see, y'all mind just go places. See, look, Top Gun, he taking notes back there. He taking notes. He's gonna ask me about it after church. Can we let somebody else drive? I mean, really drive though. I'm trying to change the subject. I'm trying to change. Cause y'all, yeah, okay, all right.
Putting decorative pillows on the bed.
Putting decorative pillows on the bed.
I just don't see a need for it.
You don't see a need for it?
No.
Okay. Did y'all hear that over on this side? The wife says no comment. But can y'all let somebody else drive? Depends on what? Mic coming your way. I got one over here and one over here. I need two mic people. Can you let somebody else drive? Really drive?
I'm hopeful that the person won't mind me sharing. But my car had a situation, so I got a pickup.
Okay.
And I was so grateful for the ride. But apparently, I was sitting very tensely on the person driving because they said, Nicole, am I driving okay for you? And I said, sure. But apparently, there was a very clear, I was trying to keep it in, but it spilled out.
It spilled out, Nicole.
Yeah.
What were they doing? They going too fast or just not safety?
They were going slower than I would have normally.
Okay,
drove.
Gotcha. Okay. You didn't think you were going to get there that day. Okay. I said it for her. That's all I said. Okay. All right.
It's not only can you let them drive, but can you let them drive without commenting on
them? Ooh! What does somebody say, Porter? What does somebody say when they?
Somebody might say, like, they think they know a better way to get there.
Okay, okay.
They think they know that they think that you missed the exit when you didn't. You know, things of that nature.
Okay, all right, okay, okay, all right. But my wife and I, we talked about that stuff. We got along. See, y'all, if you're married or you, I mean, just make the rules plain, but agreeable. So whoever's driving get to control the heat or the AC, and they get to go whichever way they want to go. And the music, that's right, and the music. Whoever's on that side, they just chill with it. But thank God I got a new car that somebody blessed me with, and she got her heat, and I got my heat. Glory to God. And the guy wouldn't want me to say who it was, so I'm not going to say that. But y'all talk about issues that are real, guys. If it's real to you, it's an issue. Ooh. I don't have to understand it, but we do need to settle it. So that's how we ride. Girl, they know I got about 2 hours that I can drive. So people ask, why y'all go so close like the Williamsburg? Because we're going to go to sleep if we go any further. We're tired, people. Y'all know tired people. People, that you live up to what needs to be done, but after that, when you sit down, things change. But if something continues to be a problem, die to it. Sit down and have a conversation. Am I talking to anybody who need to have that conversation? Okay, see? This side kind of cool with their stuff. All right, let's see what else we need to die to. So somebody's going to drive next time, right? Y'all going to let somebody drive. Oh. Somebody say she's still mad about them pillows. All right, I'm just trying to talk to y'all. Just let me talk to you. Only got 3 minutes.
I prefer it that way.
Ooh, prefer it which way?
Driving myself all the time.
Okay, why is that, Madeline?
So I can get there.
Ooh.
On time.
Okay, all right.
Not 50, the speed limit.
Okay.
And maybe a little over.
Okay, all right, okay. All right. All right, can y'all read this last one? I mean, I got some more, though, but I got to stop. Can we read this one out loud? Do we have to say everything we think? who say getting better? Who said that? Okay, all right.
Oh, as I was going to say, there's a person very close to me, and it's like I am in a car with, you know, when you first learn how to drive, when this person is on the passenger seat.
Okay.
So my way of solving that is just, okay, when we go together, you know, you go to the driver's side and I will ride with you.
Okay.
So I won't say anything because you're in control.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
But you're going to drive no matter 100 miles or how many. Okay, you're going to drive.
Okay. All right. You heard it. Then. All right. Okay. So, they still back there, yeah.
To the last point, do we have to say everything we think? Our lovely relationship, we both are very opinionated, and we both like to get our point across.
Okay.
So we both need to die to that.
Okay. But I don't hear Cora. Did you agree in agreement with that, Cora?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
We be having our own courtroom sometimes.
But do we have to say everything we think? Seriously. Why do we do it then? It feel good? What else? Y'all shout it out, I shout it back. Oh, it just leaks out. It comes out before you know it? Okay. All right. So we got to die to self, I mean, not saying everything, and die to the tongue, right? The tongue needs some adjustments, some tweaking. All right, what else we do? We want them to change their mind. Oh, they say everything they think. And what's your mama say? If they jumped off the bridge, you both to jump? That what the mama say? Or you didn't hear that? You plugged okay, so she said, my mama didn't say that, so I'm good to go. Why else we want to say everything we want to say?
Person to say to have the last word.
Oh, there it is right there. We want to have the last word. How many people in the grade, y'all, because they hear the last word? I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking a question. Somebody back there?
Yes, somebody back here.
Okay.
I was going to say, Pastor, you know, the reason why I say everything I think is because I feel like I've been quiet too long.
Okay. Ooh.
And honestly, okay. You know, I don't want to, like, lose my hair or, like, have my face breaking out because I keep something in for so long.
Okay.
And, like, that's my...
Hey, look, I'm backing up to you. Backing up. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. All right, guys, we got to stop. But I got about eight more of these. But because it's a whole bunch of them. But I've never talked about that. I talked about purging a few weeks ago, and now I want to talk about dying to self. Because I'm telling you guys, every bottle don't have to be physically worn. Y'all caught what I'm saying? I'd rather win spiritually and let the physical manifestation go where it's going to go. You understand what I'm saying? I got one person that has to speak. Go ahead.
Don't forget. Oh, good job. You're supposed to come back.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. What did God say to you, Miss Elizabeth? Y'all remember the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I feel like God said was that he saved me so that when I grew up, that I could minister to kids that are without hope.
Okay.
I don't totally know what that means, but that's what I heard.
Okay. Are you willing to receive?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the secondary question, was it? Okay. All right. Okay. I just want to see her sweat. Okay. All right, Elizabeth. Okay, you got it? Are y'all good? We're going to pick this back up on Thursday. But I'm telling you, this thing real, man. You don't know what happens once you die to an area that you have been bound by. Listen to that thing. Holy Spirit only, he prunes things to bring forth more fruit. So if I'm resisting the pruning, I'm missing the blessing. Yeah, I won the physical argument, but I didn't get the blessing. Because if I'm keep doing this thing, same thing, y'all look it up in your own time, a cruel messenger will be sent. A cruel messenger. And that ain't got God in the shade. That ain't got God. God not in it. We step out of the anointing and step into the arena where the enemy has access to us. Don't always think that a person that's correcting you got to say it nice. That's where people miss it. He walking in sin and he telling me. Well, you wouldn't listen to anybody that was talking to you righteous. Well, freedom feels good. When I died to approval, boy, you get to do a whole lot of things. People still don't understand my wife and I going to the movie at the same time, and she go to one movie and I go to another. We're going to meet at the same place, but why should she be in something she don't want to be in and I be in something I don't want to be in? I love is thicker than that, a movie. I better go ahead and close, because y'all getting ready to go there. All right, shut your eyes. Let's pray for you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you in advance. We thank you that it's okay to have fun, because you wouldn't have created us with laughter if you didn't want us to use it. And children, when Jesus was on the earth and he came towards children, they came towards him. And the disciples said, no, let's move them out of the way. And he said, such is the kingdom of heaven, like these ones. So we're your children, and we enjoy spending time with you, talking with you, growing in you. But most of all, we enjoy resting in you. So as we approach these holidays that are coming up next Saturday, and then the week after that is a new year, we want to give the viewers and those who are watching the opportunity to go into that year, not as a boy, not as a girl, but as a man and as a woman, saved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the congregation will go with me to this place, and I'm asking you to die to yourself, to die to sin. And the only way that can be done is through Jesus Christ. He's the only Savior that has ever died. He died on the earth for taking our sins, and then he rose again. So he's the only one. There's no other one that we can go to that has that anointing, that power, and has ever done that. There are other gods who think that they are gods, and they die, but they never return. But he's the only one.
So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, that I'm saved, I'm born again, I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.